It really is. It's a different day every day I come in here, and there's a different story that walks in this door. And it's what I really enjoy doing is just sitting down and listening to what the story is, finding out the backstory from the student, and working with the knowledge of that student and the backstory of that student and helping them be successful moving forward. Everybody has a story. And the great benefit that I have as a school resource officer is I get to dig into that backstory. I don't have to take the surface issue and just, hey, you made a mistake. This is a consequence. But I don't have to do that. I have the opportunity to dig into why.
From WHJE, this is First Responders 411, getting you the inside scoop on first responders in the Carmel area. I'm Tatum Pratty.
Officer Chef is a school resource officer at CHS. He worked at Carmel Middle School for 7.5 years before coming to the high school. Students talked to him about drugs, alcohol, sexual and physical abuse, and lots of other things.
I have a lot of students that will come in and talk with me about a pretty large variety of things, from conflicts with staff, conflicts with parents, conflicts with other students. There really is truly a lot of conflict resolution in this. The other thing that I work a lot with is encouraging our students to be self-advocates. A lot of times students will come in and they'll have a frustration about a teacher, they'll have frustration about a parent. But as we sometimes do in human nature, especially as teenagers, we tend to go to other people to complain about that and talk about it instead of figuring out the right avenue to advocate for ourselves and to speak with the individual to resolve the conflict. I don't consider myself in the business of fixing conflicts. I consider myself the idea of trying to help people understand how to work through their conflicts themselves. If I give them those tools now, and if they develop those here at Carmel High School, as adults, they have those tools in place and they have the ability to work through conflict that they have, which we all have.
One student who talks to Officer Chef is Kayla Hauk. She is a senior at CHS and has known Officer Chef since sixth grade. She became close with him in eighth grade when she went to him with a personal problem.
I don't have a good relationship with my father, and I had recently just gotten in a really big fight with him and had left his house, and I had a couple questions. He kind of just like dove deep into problems that I really hadn't like really thought about, and he kind of like just started to be a mentor for me and just kind of made me realize that like people are out there, people love me, and like I have like I like he's someone that I can always talk to, and like that's really awesome. And that's probably like when I first realized that like he's not just a cop, like he's more than just a cop. These problems with my family continued freshman and sophomore year, and he actually came over to the high school and would talk to me during like SRTs or something like that. One of the times that he came over to talk to me, I had gotten like a call from my dad or something like that in like rehab, because like his therapist wanted a letter from me about like how his addiction to gambling has affected me in my life. And so Officer Chef like kind of helped me write that, which is like, it was a really hard thing for me to do.
I've had many of those experiences where people have come in and I've learned of very tragic things that have happened in their lives. And it's just, you know, it breaks my heart when those things happen, because I really do care about the success of our students. And there is no greater form of law enforcement, in my opinion, is the positive impact that we can make on students. And, you know, you all kind of become a bit of my own kids and my own passion in working in this role. So when something is hurting inside one of our students and there's a really a tragic situation going on, it's important to me that we work through that. We figure out the right way to handle it so that we can help that individual be successful.
When Officer Chef was in high school, there was a police officer who he never wanted to disappoint. Officer Chef hopes that students at CHS feel the same way about him. He wants them to feel comfortable talking to him, and he wants to help them overcome challenges.
Once I started thinking about colleges I wanted to go to, like, I kind of really started to freak out, and I would just go to his office and just be, like, a complete mess, and he would just build me back up and make me realize how irrational I was being. And then senior year, he's helped me. Over the summer, I got in trouble, made a mistake, And he was the first person I contacted. I was like, I just need you. I feel like I've hit rock bottom. I need you. And he was there. And I met with him over the summer and we talked. I mean, he's just always wanting to see me succeed and always just been that person that I feel like I can go to.
I'm in this role and I have a lot of experience as a child and as an adult with blended families and with, I grew up in a divorced family. And so a lot of times kids will come in here and talk to me. I have the opportunity to work with that because of my experiences myself, my own life. And I take that and work with them. Just like what I want is any tragedies, any trauma is what we call it, any trauma that you experience in your life as a teenager, as an adult, what I'd like for students to understand is that is trauma now, and that is a factor, and that's impacting you. And we have the ability to work through that with the appropriate channels. And then at some point in time, you'll be able to take that and make a positive difference in someone else's life because of the experiences you had in your life. Relationships is the key to this job. And it's so hard for me to even say that this is a job, to be honest with you. My dad always used to tell me, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And not once do I feel like I'm walking in here working. And part of that is just the joy that I see in the students that we have in these hallways. I truly, genuinely love walking through the hallways and seeing the smiles and getting the high fives and the handshakes and the fist bumps. And just seeing people grow, seeing people overcome challenges that they're having, and then quite frankly, hearing from them later on down the road. I've got been doing this just long enough. There's several students that I still keep in contact with. Some of those individuals I worked with when they were in sixth and seventh grade at the middle school. And then seeing them progress into being where they are today, it's just so fantastic to see that success.
This has been Tatum Pratty for WHJE. More stories like this can be found at whje.com.